In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, Friday and Saturday morning, yesterday morning, was the 147th Convention of the Diocese of Bethlehem. A few minutes before we started at 8:30, I was pleased to see our new bishop, Kevin Nichols, circulating through the clergy and the lay people who were delegates to the convention. I'm enjoying a little talk, which I did too, and he walked around, and that was very pleasing to me. Because this theme of evolution is done differently by different bishops. Now, the theme of the convention is mirrored in one verse of the Old Testament, which was shown off and on during the whole convention. Because our goal is to build a momentum for our journey into God. The inspiration is verse 11 of chapter 29 of the book of Jeremiah, which I'll read. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Repeat the end, to give you a future with hope. So we were really exposed to that pretty regularly through the 36-hour meeting. Well, at the schedule, we began with morning prayer. It's pretty fancy. We had a clergyman play the guitar, and the lay delegate played a real good job with an electric piano. And we had two massive screens. This was a big room. And that displayed all of the morning prayer service, and the music, and words of the music of the first hymn, and so forth. Then we met, because these screens were used intermittently all through the convention. And the bishop said, we're legal. We have 50 clergy and 80 lay, and that easily exceeds by a strong margin the number we have to have legal standing. So 50 clergy and 80 lay people. He then mentioned three clergy who had died in the last year, just to remind us of them. And then he asked to stand up all who had been ordained in the last year, and any clergy who had newly arrived into the diocese in the last year. And there were several of each. And the bishop began talking. He more or less said, we have to develop a scheme, a framework of action we want to do over the next few years. We need to get started. After the standing committee actions on those last 4 years since Bishop Marshall retired have set a good foundation, which would be very helpful. So that was a good start. We need to join the national church and the presiding bishop's big interest in what he calls the Jesus movement. This is to help us find a better pathway to God, all of us, as the parishes and districts and so on begin active in these ways. Now, the diocese has hired a part-time consultant, Steve Baltmer, an Episcopal priest from New England, known to the bishop, to help with this. He's a pioneer with his, interesting to me, Church in the Wilderness. He had a regular communion of a few people and no formal church building. He led us in a 2-hour session the first afternoon, Friday afternoon, about using nature to get closer to God. And it's really pretty good. Use nature to get closer to God, which is our goal. We had, then we had New Day prayer. Mainly it wasn't scheduled, but we were a little bit ahead of schedule, which is a miracle from God at that. And then we had lunch. And then we had a 2-hour workshop on nature. Then the 130 of us or so got on 5 buses and were taken to the cathedral in Bethlehem, because this motel was in Allentown, in the same metropolitan area as the cathedral, but on kind of on the western edge. And this service I'd never been in before. The service was where the dean of the cathedral and his staff welcomed the bishop and reminded him it's his church. We've gotten a chair just ready for you. And it's really a matter of hospitality with the dean playing a big part in the service. Then we had, of course, communion. Now, in between that and the communion, we had the ETO, the ladies of all the parishes, you know, were collecting money, and they delivered the results during the offertory of this particular service. So that worked out well. We got back. Of course, we did go to lunch and got back for dinner that time. But in any case, we got back. We had some more meeting. You may know he's been here before, Charlie Barrow. He's had a real interesting, competent service to the diocese. He's now a deacon. Upgraded our population, certainly. And he's been very active in the KJKG. Whose bishop, of course, we pray for, which is 100,000 people or so in South Sudan. And over these, I forgot how many years, probably 15 years, we built 14 buildings, including several elementary schools, a couple of high schools, a little college, and a seminary. And it's worked well. Our diocese was quite a success with that. However, in 2016, a couple of years ago, an internal war became active in Sudan. Remember, they're in the south. And their lives were in danger. So pretty much the whole tribe went across the border into Uganda, where they live in kind of a tent city, like immigrants. The UN gives them some food and water, and we help as we can. We want to keep educating the students, so there are about 3,500 students in this more or less tents in the desert. And the diocese has helped them build 4 tent-based elementary schools and 1 high school. And that's working out well. However, a recent peace move may let them return to Sudan, where we'll have to renovate all these 14 buildings and the grounds. We thought it'd be probably the end of next year, December 2019, before if all this works out well. AJKG will be functioning in their own place in southern Sudan with good facilities and good agriculture. This actually happened right before we went to the cathedral. Because we got back from the cathedral with this very interesting service, we went back to the motel for the evening meal. The cathedral did welcome the new bishop in the old-fashioned ways. Many of you of my age have seen this. They locked the door with the dean and clergy staff on the inside. I don't know what weapon he used, but the bishop hits the door very hard 3 times. And the dean opens the door, makes a little speech of hospitality, and the service continues. Now, Saturday morning, we started with morning prayer with the music, just like we did Friday morning. And it did include the necrology. I know some of you have attended and know the necrology is when the names of parishioners who have died in the previous year have their name read by parish. And the parish will submit these names, of course, to the diocese to a symbol for the protection. It took a while. I couldn't count them, but I suspect we may have had 150 names. For example, the cathedral congregation, the full-time congregation of the cathedral, lost 23 members in the last year. So maybe we're a rather old group. Of course, I'm not speaking for my age, of course. But we then voted. We always voted, as I mentioned, to select 2019 members for several important committees. As examples, the Diocesan Council, the Commission on Ministry, Standing Committee, and so on. And it went well. Some of the places were contested and some were not. It's very interesting, though, all of these important committees in our diocese have equal numbers of lay people and clergy. So you truly have a say in goings on in the diocese. The treasurer's report followed. That's important to every body running a church. Next year's balance is budget project is balanced. Now, it was better in most years because for some reason, you know, each parish is given an assessment, and the assessment is to be paid to the diocese, each parish. And in recent years, some years, only about 75% of dollars are truly contributed. However, in the last year or so, we're now getting over 90%. So making the budget balance is not as difficult as it sometimes is. We just hope we can continue with the parishes able to pay their dues, you might say. One problem was our audits. Most parishes can't afford $2,000 for a professional audit, and they try to do it with lay people. And evidently, that hasn't communicated, it hasn't happened to the satisfaction of the diocese, because in the last 3 years, only 15 parishes have clearly understood and submitted a legitimate audit. And it can be very difficult. The textbook is thick. What the diocese is going to do is to simplify it as much as they possibly can, put that in a manual, maybe 7 pages, in the next few months, and ship to each parish to try to equip the parishes, like ours, to get a satisfactory audit situation. We have, of course, an excellent treasurer. I don't think he's here today, but we do. So we'll have to work on that. The Diocesan Trust is doing well, paying around 6%, and we count on that for our budget significantly, and it works. Next year they may have to cut the percentage a little, but it'll still be, I think, adequate. Charles Barabam is very instrumental with all of his financial skill, and it's managed professionally. We always vote on the proposed clergy salaries, which is a function of the size of the parish. And pretty much like typical, it's going to go up 2.4%, strictly based on inflation. Then we were given a good summary by a leading clergy person, woman, and a 15-year-old with Summer Heights and two recent youth trips. I wish we had more youth, but it was excellent, and you can go individually for these several days, not long, youth trips within the diocese. And the two were quite well described and quite good. After a few miscellaneous remarks, which includes the usual lengthy, amusing, courtesy revelations, and that somehow it's got a history of becoming honestly funny. So after that, a few remarks, we had the noon service again as scheduled, and we were done. If anyone has any questions now or downstairs, I can't answer them. I'll try to get an answer for you. Any questions now?